This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a Russian attack on Ukraine's southern port of Odessa early Sunday damaged almost 50 buildings, 25% of them architectural monuments, and the Greek consulate was among the affected structures.
The liquidation of the aftermath of the Russian terrorist attack on our Odessa continues all day today. 19 missiles of different types were launched on purpose to make them harder to shoot down and cause more destruction.
The cathedral was hit on Sunday and is of the Moscow-linked Ukrainian Orthodox Church, Ukraine's second largest church. Most Ukrainian Orthodox believers belong to a separate branch of the faith formed 4 years ago by uniting branches independent of Russian authority. Russia has been pounding Odessa and other Ukrainian food export facilities nearly daily over the past week. Poland is barring a Russian tennis player from entering the country for a tournament. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery.
Poland's Interior Ministry says Russian tennis player Vera Dzvonareva cannot enter the country, thereby hindering her from participating in the BNP Paribas Warsaw Open. Poland, which supports Ukraine in its war against Russia, says Dzvonareva, a former world number two player who additionally holds a French passport, is on a banned list and not allowed entry into the country for state and public security reasons. It stresses that Poland opposes the Russian and Belarusian regimes and those in support of them. In a statement, the Women's Tennis Association, or the WTA, says it's evaluating the situation. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Indonesian authorities say that at least 15 people have died, 19 are still missing after a ferry sank off of the Sulawesi Island. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in Ecuador say that the mayor of the country's third largest city has been slain in a shooting that killed one other person and wounded four more, including two suspected attackers. Agustin Entriago belonged to the local Better City movement in the port city of Manta and was recently reelected to a term that began in May. The Interior Minister Juan Zabata reported the slaying Sunday and the other casualties. He says the two wounded people suspected of being involved in the attack are receiving medical attention under police surveillance. Record-breaking high temperatures are expected to continue this week in several parts of the world. As scientists link the extreme weather to climate change, Pope Francis urged world leaders to fight it. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias.
Asked on ABC's This Week show whether climate change is a national security threat, Republican Representative Michael McCaul replied.
The climate is changing. And when you have arid, you know, Africa, for instance, is becoming more and more arid, which, you know, famine, you know, breaks out of that. Terrorism breaks out of that, those conditions.
Last week, China and the United States, the two largest emitters of greenhouse gases, resumed talks on how to tackle the problem. But there were no breakthroughs. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
No clear winner emerged in Spain's election Sunday as the right failed to fulfill predictions of a victory big enough to push Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez from power. More from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
With 100% of votes counted on Monday, the opposition center-right's People Party had 136 seats in parliament, while Sanchez's ruling socialist had 122 seats. Both were short of the 176 seats needed to govern. But the socialists performed better than forecast, while the PP failed to clinch a predicted clear majority, injecting drama into the vote counting. The two leading parties will seek to negotiate coalition deals in pursuit of a governing majority, but analysts warned the process could end in a hung parliament and another election. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The ruling party of Cambodia's longtime Prime Minister Hun Sen has claimed a landslide election victory that was virtually assured after the suppression and intimidation of the opposition. He posted on Telegram that unofficial results showed his party won 120 seats and a royalist party won five. Many democracies refuse to send observers to an election they didn't consider free and fair. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.